each one of the others is a hatocha to Yashin Eretz Yisrael. So I'm just going to quickly flip to another psukim. We'll start with Breishis. So you need a commission, turn to days. The beginning of Lech Lecha, where Hashem tells, Ayom Hashem al Abram, Lech Lecha v'yartzecha, u'mimolam etzecha v'beis avicha l'aretz asher areka. And then we have a hatocha, yes, for the God Godel, v'avarecha, v'agad lo shevecha, v'ayei brocha. The Pasuk Bob over there, the Torah tells us that Avram Avinu, v'yavar Avram ba'aretz, am mekom shechem alelom mareh, v'aknan yaz ba'aretz, Hashem again appears to him, v'zaracha etein es ha'aretz azos. In Perek Yud-Beis, a bit later, Pasuk Yud, v'yira ba'aretz, so the Torah describes that Avram Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim. Notice the language. Lagur sham, ki chaved harav baretz. Lagur, let us translate it as to sojourn. Clearly, his intention was not to leave Eretz Yisrael on a permanent basis, but this is of a temporary nature. It's a well-known Ramban in his Perush Al Torah. The Ramban contends that Avraham Avinu was in transgression, violated an avera. Leaving Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, Gam Yitziyasa min Haaretz Shenistavu Aleha B'tchila B'Meharav Avon Asher Chatzah Ki Elokim B'Rav Yifdenu Mimavis, that Hashem would have undoubtedly saved him from death. V'Alamaseh Azeh Nigzar Alzara HaGolos V'Eretz Mitzvayim V'Yadparo B'Mkom HaMishpat Shom HaResha V'Achet. That's a well-known Yisod of the Ramban, right here in Bereishis. Continuing, after Lot leaves Avraham Avinu, so Hashem once again promises Eretz Yisrael. Look at Parak Gimel now. So he can double to Yitzayim. Hashem Amar Al Avraham Achari Yipar Lot Meimo. And this Chumash and pagination make it easier. Page 28. Achari Yipar Lot Meimo. Son of Enecha Reiv and Amok Masha Atoshom. Safonu Baneg Mavakeinu Vadyoma. Ki es Kolores Asha Ator Reel Lecho Ad Neno. Ulezaracho Ad Olam. And then Pasuk Yitzayim. That's the Gemara in Bavas and Abkuf. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu was called Eretz Yisrael, literally Bahalicha. He traversed. He went the length and breadth of the country, and as a result, Zoche in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban comments over there, again the same lashon that Lecha Ednenu Ulezaracha Ad Olam, says the Ramban. B'tam Lecha Ulezaracha Ad Olam Shetachzik B'Matana Me'achshav. This is a matana. Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu and his sayin. Lanchil chol zaracha. K'moshe Amar Abaseinu Yerusha Hilachem Yabaseichem. Continuing, Rizman Absor in Perek Tezva. We have a chumash over there, Rabbi Weiss. Perek Tezva, Sukim Zayin, going all the way till Yud Ches. Avraham Avinu realized that Eretz Yisrael was given mitznai. And that's the tonight that's described over here in the context of the Brisman Absorim. Eretz Yisrael was not given Lagur, but was given Lirishta as a Yerusha. The Torah goes on, there's a Brisman Absorim. And the tonight, of course, is Kiger Yez Zaracha B'Eretz Lohem, the Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'Avodu Me'ino Sam Rava Me'Yoshana. But ultimately, Bedor Revi Yeshua Heina. This is where we're supposed to be, and it ends in Pasuk Yitches, right before the end of the parak. Byom Ho Karas Hashem Asavron Bislemol Zaracho Nasati Es Eretz Azos Nasati Matona. Eretz Yisrael was given to us as Matona, and it has a list of the different nations who occupied Eretz Yisrael. Here there's a Krisas Bris, a Yerusha, and then again the parak Yitzayim Sukim. Zayin and Ches, once again, the Torah reaffirms at the point where his name is changed from Avram to Abraham. Pasuk Zayin. V'akimosi es b'si b'ni u'b'necha u'b'in zaracha achavecha l'darosom b'risolom yoslecha l'lokim u'zaracha achavecha v'nasati lecha. Once again, Losha Matona u'zaracha achavecha iseretz v'gurecha iskoleretz k'dad machuzas olom a Matona, a Yerusha achuzas olom v'yisilem l'lokim. I heard from Absalom Zatzal a number of times. He contended that this is the makar, this pasuk, for the Ramban, for the Shita's Ramban. Ramban does not say it. But the Rasovetchi argued that the Ramban contends that the Ikukim and Mitzvah is a Daf in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, not only Mitzvah to his Baretz, Shemitah to Musarisis and the like, but rather, even Chobas Haguf, even obligations that devolve upon our persona. Our own bodies have to fulfill the Mitzvah, eating Matzah and the like. Daf in Eretz Yisrael, that's the ideal, optimal venue for the Kima Mitzvahs, all Mitzvahs. Ben Chobas Haguf, Ben Chobas Karka. What's the Mokar for that? Many argue on this Ramban. The Maral, the Gur Aryeh, takes the Ramban to task. So our Soleshi thought, this is the Mokar. Name of the Pasuk says here in Zayin and Ches. Ba'kimosi es brisi b'eni u'menecha, li'os l'chol elokim, where? V'nasati l'chol z'racha ha'racha, eretz b'gorecha, ba'isi l'ayam l'elokim. It's based on the Gemara and Ksuvis. The Gemara says that, kol ador eretz Yisrael, kil yesher alaka. Kol ador b'chutzaretz, kil eno alaka. This is the Mokar right here. He said, psukim, this is a fantastic Mokar, it's behind the Yuzdaiti, not that our Soleshi, this is my important tour. But the Ikukim HaMitzvah Dafka takes place in Eretz Yisrael, and this really emerges clearly from these psukim. Just continuing now with the other avos, let's go to Perek Chavov in Parshas Todos. Yitzchak Avinu also has a fleeting thought, getting a Perek Chavov. By Yirav Baretz, Milvad Arava Rishon Asherhe B'nei Abraham, Ayel Chitzchak Al Abimelech Al Mishin Rara, by Yirav Av Hashem, page 59 in this pagination. Shchom, another verb, besides the other verbs I mentioned earlier, now we're talking about Shchom. Gur baretz hazos, gur. So again, Lashon Bagur. But Vayem Chom Avarachecha, Kilechol Zaracho, attain this Kol Haratzos Ha'el, Vakimosiyas Hashua Shenishmati, Ve'abam Avicha. So here, the Ramban again comments on this Tukim, L'shitoso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a Shvua. He swore to all the Avos, each one individually, regarding Eretz Yisrael. There's a Kris HaSbris regarding Eretz Yisrael with each of the Avos. Let's turn to Yaakov Avinu now. That's in Perek Chav Ches. Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Dalin. This is the Sula Mutzavarza, the Chalom of Yaakov Avinu. So there, Yaakov Avinu is told very clearly. Actually, even before that, maybe we'll just turn the end of Toldos first. The end of Toldos of Yitzhak tells Yaakov Avinu, the Birchas Avraham. It's page 65. V'yitel l'chaz birkas Avraham l'chol z'aracha itoch. L'rishtecha z'eretz migurecha. Asher nasen alukim v'Avraham. Again, the promise is reiterated and reaffirmed. And then the beginning of this parasha again, in the beginning of Vayetze, page 66. Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Yigil, Yudal, B'nei Hashem Yitzav Olav Ayomar, Ani Hashem Alki Avraham Avicha, Alki Yitzchak, Haaretz Asher Atom. Shochi v'leah l'chot nenu z'arecha, V'oye z'aracha kafar haaretz, for our study, Yama became of Savona Belegma, the Behu was all called Mishnosu Adama, who was our Echad. So, this is the Ramban who notes that each of the Avos was clearly given Eretz Yisrael, Betor Matona, Betor Yerusha, Betor Krisas Bris. You'll notice if you learn Ramban, but they are saying that Ramban essentially comments each time. Now, each one of the Avos individually. Now, let's turn to Vayeshem.
Whereby Avraham was a temporary nature,
yeah.
But Yitzchak and Yaakov seem more permanent.
Correct. Yesh b'zeh makom b'adun, which I don't want to do now. I'm quite aware of the diuk. I'm very into diuk and chumash, and I would perhaps tell you privately if you don't mind, as that's not my intent right now. In Vayesha, the Torah begins, also striking pasuk again, as you pointed out, Baruch. Vayesh Yaakov eretz, migurei aviv eretz kenoan. Almost tzvei dinim in eretz itself. Biguri Abib and Elohim Yeretz Kedar. That's not my interest right now. I just respond to you. So here also, the Ramban continues on his merry way. Ramban comments over here in the Psalm beginning of Yeshua. He points out that they decided, Lagur Be'eretz HaNivcheret, named the Abba Sabasen Rakdoshim. And the Ramban says that's when the Kiyum of the Pasuk Ger Yezaracha Be'eretz Lahem is Bekuyam. And it's essentially what Yaakov Avinu is doing. That's what you're pointing out correctly. But Yaakov is being mimamesh. He's realizing the haftacha that was given to Avraham and Yitzchak. And we will see now that you have the psukim now in front of you on the sheet. But you can look, since you have the chumash ready, there's no problem. You can actually look at the context of the chumash itself. Let's look now, Bereishis Membeis, Membeis Pasuk Aleph. So here the Torah describes because now we're in the context of Yosef HaTzadik. Perek Membeis Pasuk Aleph. Vayar Yaakov ki yesh sheva b'mitzrayim. I thought more about this week, about the yesh sheva, what I spoke about on Shabbos morning. And now I also think this word is related to, I also thought about it earlier, I just mentioned on Shabbos, that my father Shem was bothered by in Ashrei, that there we use a term, very striking term. Sibro al Hashem alokav. What's the nature of that language? Eine kol alechot yisaberu, as opposed to yikavu, yitzapu. Why yisaberu? So we have Rai Smol of Tanakh, that the Lashon of yisaberu means that one's entire absolute dependence on Hashem. They say that Moreno, Agoyin Atzadi, Gabam, Lichasin, Tatzal, the end of his life, he said that at the Labayim, that he was constantly saying the Pasuk, Biyocha, Pibuchi, Padiso, Si Hashem, Kalemis. That was on his lips. Svasayim Yishok, of such a tzaddik. So the word yisaberu, as opposed to yikavu and yitzapu, which have in it elements of hope, unquestionably, that Mikra Yisrael Hashem, Moshio Beis Tzora, and the other term of mitzaper, that's supposed to be oviv, shomas adomar, waiting to see that the chalomot will become tekiyum. I believe that from the Sheber came Sidro, al Hashem alokot. That's what I spoke about 2 weeks ago. Namely, Sheber, Miloshen Mikra, Loshen Mecha, Loshen Kinyan, that's the Rashbam, that's the Rambam. It's all we should understand that's what Sheber refers to. But it's found so many times. But from that Sheber emerged ultimately Sidro, the hope, because it was all planned by Hashem Yisbarach, Eitzan Mukosh, Oisat Sadak, Achav, and Bechevra, what Rashi quotes earlier on, the Bismet Absurim. So now, once again, what does Yaakov do? And now I want you just to notice one term that occurs and recurs many, many times. I'm very into text and language of the Torah. I'm into philology, very much so. That's what my father Shalom taught me. And Pasuk Beis, you see it. Vayom hinei shamati ki yesheve b'mitzrayim, redu shama b'shivu lana mushal. Of course, the redu can be understood geographically. And redu can also be understood, as we're going to understand it momentarily, the yerida, going down to Mitzrayim, leaving Eretz Yisrael, is unquestionably yerida. And the pasuk goes on in Gimel. Vayeredu achei Yosef asara lishbar bar mimisrayim. The Torah didn't have to once again utilize that language, but it does. And we'll see that this is going to be now a continuing theme throughout. And as the Torah considers leaving Eretz Yisrael a yerida, and even though this yerida is only of a temporary nature, till they carry out the shlichus that they have to carry out in Chutz Laaretz and then return home, but we see that at the end, for example, I'm skipping a little bit. Read that. Now look at Membeis Pasuk Lamiches. After the intrigue between Yosef and his brothers, so then we have the following pasuk. Reuben, of course, tries to intervene. Eshnei banai tomis ulav yenu relecha. Tzno so aliyodi bani hashem yenu relecha. Vayomer lo yerei bini imachem. Declares Yaakov. My son is not going to go down. Again, go down tati mashma. Not just physically, but primarily, preeminently, go down spiritually. And that is the Lashon. Not only that, the end of the pasuk, but horadatem esevasi v'yogun she'ola. What a Lashon. Horadatem esevasi v'yogun she'ola. So Reuven, his efforts do not prevail. And now we have, in this week's Pasha, or let's say, first in pasuk, Perek Mem Gimel, Sukkim Dalvin and Hay, Yehuda steps into the picture, into the limelight, and reiterates what Yosef had told them. And again, look at Pasuk Gimel and Dalvin. Yom Yilam Yehuda Leimor, Ha'ed Ha'id Bano, Ha'ish Leimor, Lo Siru Panay Bilti Achichem Yitem, Nimeshcha Mishalech Hasachidu Yitonu Nerda, Minishvara L'chalachal, Bimeshcha Mishalech, Lo Nerei. Incredible stress on this terminology, the term of Yerida, that the Torah uses again and again and again. And Yaakov, of course, is frightened out of his wits to leave Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov is absolutely pachat chodim, as any Jew should be, when one leaves Eretz Yisrael. And Yehuda, of course, tries to convince Yaakov Avino, and that's in the next page 106 here. Pasuk Ches, you can see it again also. That Yaakov finally consents, acquiesces. But look at the language. Pasuk V'zayim. Vayom v'shol sh'ahu ish l'adol ma'atenu l'engor. How are we supposed to know that that's going to be the kibun? But Yehuda said, "Don't worry, I'll be the Arab Kablon." When the Gemara says in Balbasa, not just Tamanor, Arab Kablon, meaning Nafkaminus, whole literature in the Chesed Mishpat on this topic. Vayom Yehuda Yisrael Aviv Shulcha Anav Itim and Akumu Menelecha Menichia Bolo Namus Gam Anavtu Gam Ator Gam Tapeinu Anochi Erbenu Miyad Yitimakshenu. And we can't delay any further. So of course Yaakov then acquiesces, and look what Yaakov says. Vayom Alem Yisrael Aviv Mekein Yevoz Lo Sasu Kichu Mizim Asaras Nizlechem Vehoridu Laish Mincha. A verb that's completely unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. Kichu mizim asaretz, kichu mincha, miyat zori, miyat vash. Why behorido laish mincha? It's stressed so many times, it almost is bolit. It jumps at you. And in pasuk tezvav, so they take that mincha, umishne kesed, bayakumu vayeredu mitzrayim, ayamdu leyoseh. By now we know that going down to Mitzrayim is the irida. Yet the Torah feels constrained, feels compelled to again repeat it again and again and again. I'm just going to show you a number of more times where you see this phenomena. Let's take a look now in Perek. So right away, I'll just mention in Perek Mem Gimel, we actually just read this pasuk. Yaakov Avinu says, "Vani kasher shacholti shacholti." The Ramban here writes, the Ramban says, "Kanish." Why the double lashon of shacholti? Says the Ramban, "Shacholti v'churban bayis risha." Shacholti the second time, v'churban bayis sheni. So he doesn't want any more of this. And the Ramban writes over there that the read of Yaakov the Mitzrayim is a remez, the Golosei to be at Edom. He's going to discuss that a bit later. Now turn further now. Now they're coming again to Mitzrayim, and they're in the presence of the viceroy, the Mishnah of Mitzrayim, in Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chaf. So here the Torah says, Vayikshu Elo Isha Shua Beit Yosei, Vayidabu Yelam Pesach Haboyis, Vayomu Bi Adoni, Yorod Yoradnu, Batchilo Adish Ba'ochel. Double Lashon. And of course, they reiterate, they tell him over the entire story. And when Yehuda now begins in the Perek Mem Daled, before actually, now we're in Vayigash, which is this week's Pasha. So now Yehuda reiterates the entire story, one of the most difficult perorations that we find in Chumash. He said absolutely nothing new, no chidushim ki huzeh. Why would this viceroy have the patience or forbearance to listen to this? I know, we like to talk a lot. So I guess this is part of it. That's what a Jew does. But many old Rishonim raised this kasha. There's much to say about that too. But in the meanwhile, look at the Lashonos that I found over here as well. When Yehuda reiterates and revisits the story, Pasuk HaBalech. And then Pasuk Chav Gimel. Batom el abadecha. Lo yivir achichem akatom nitchem losa sibu leros panoi. And then Pasuk Chavav, Vayom Elohim Chalaredes, Yeshachin HaKaton, Itun Abi Aradnu. Unbelievable. How many times the Torah in Pasuk Chavtes again, Vehoradetem Esevo Sibra Sheola, which we saw earlier, Pasuk Lamedal, Vehorido Amadecha, Esev Esav Lechav, Yidu Biyadon Sheola. Constant Yerida, this verb is literally probably the most pronounced theme that is found over here, Lefi Aniyus Daiti. And, of course, Yehuda finally prevails, and as the pasuk says over here, and let's read Lamed Aleph first. First, he offers himself up as an eved. Ki eich e'ele elavi ba'anar einenu iti. Lashon of e'ele, he becomes the arev, but he of course is on a different kibun, a different trajectory. His trajectory is one of aliyah, maybe going back to Eretz Yisrael. Pen erev ara asher yitzor esavi. Then we have the reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers, and Yosef indicates, he gives directives to his brothers, don't worry, it's all bashkocha, hakol mushkach milmala. Hashem was the one who directed traffic over here. Pasuk Zayin, Vayishlacheni, page 111. Vayishlacheni Elokim Lefneichem, Lasum Lachem Sheiris Baaretz, Ulachios Lachem Lefnei Telegdola. And now we have what I believe is an interesting dialogue between Yosef and his brothers and Yaakov Avinu. Start from Pasuk Ches. It's all mushkach nimal. Vayisimenu l'olam l'paro. Ula adon l'chol beisom. Moshe v'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Ma'aru v'alu el avi. Again, va'alu el avi. Again, understand it in the double way I spoke about earlier. Geographically, aliyah. But beyond that, aliyah in terms of Eretz Yisrael. Va'amartem Goshen. not just rida, but be yashavta. So Yosef is suggesting a more permanent kind of hityashvut. And he will sustain them. And then continuing the story, emotional reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers. And then we have Paro comes into the picture. After the base Paro hears that Achei Yosef have appeared in the scene, Pasuk Yitzayin, page 112. Vayomer Paro Yosef, Vayomer Achei Chazos, Asu Tanuas Birechem. And he suggests that they take Agolos, Meretz Mitzrayim, and they should carry Yaakov Avinu, and his entire family should, in effect, accompany him. And the Torah describes the all the presents and the like that were given. Vayalu mi Mitzrayim, Pasuk Chafei. Again, Vayalu mi Mitzrayim. Vayalu. What is the nature of that term? Vayavo Eskenan el Yaakov Avim. And they tell Yaakov what happened. Vayomu Yisrael. So now what's Yaakov's reaction? Rabo Yosef Benichoy Elcha V'yarenu B'terem Amos. He has no intention of settling in Mitzrayim. Absolutely no whatsoever. So, of course, wants to see his beloved son that he had not seen for decades. But his interest is Elcha V'yarenu V'achagach Achzor. I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael. It's clear from the simple Pshuto Shel Mikra. Now, what happens was that Ribono Shel Olam intervenes in Perek Mem Vav. V'yisa Yisrael V'chal HaShalom V'yavo Be'er HaShoma V'yizbach Zvachim V'lokei Aviv Yitzchak, which we'll come back to, hopefully. And then he tells him, Pasuk Gimel, Anochi Okel, Anochi Avicha, Al Tira Merdo Mitzrayma. Because Yaakov is frightened that he might end up becoming ensconced in Egypt on a permanent kind of basis, is what Yosef essentially has suggested, that he go there, B'Yitashvut, and Hashem tells him, don't worry. It will not be a complete B'Yitashvut. On the contrary, you'll become there a great nation, the God Godo, that's what we say in the Agoda, by Hisham, the God Godo. Tamon, how about the God Godo, as they state in Zayah? The God Godo, as Simcha Shom, a passage here in Chumash as well, so also in Dvarim. Anochi Evin Imcha, and that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Ribbono Shel Olam himself is going to be Malava Yaakov Avinu to Mitzrayim, but he promises me a read of Tzorach Aliyah. As they have the Gemara Makis, the Rabban here, probably the most famous Rabban in Chumash, the Piyani is Lanti. Rabban here, one of the lengthier Rabbans, that it's actually found on your Ma'am Chumashi. Only reason why I cited it, I was going to discuss it, but I can't. Anyway, so Anochi Erim Tam Mitzrayim, the Targum Onkelos here, I mentioned already a number of times that the Rambam was incredibly fond of Targum Onkelos. Why? Because Onkelos is concerned about anthropomorphic and anthropopathic expressions. Chas v'shalom that the Torah should describe Hashem in human terms, even though Chazal said Dibra Torah, the Shom of the Adam. But because of that's why the Rambam liked Onkelos. Onkelos is so cautious and so circumspect and so careful regarding this matter, except here, there's an exception. Translates Onkelos, Ano Eichasimach Mitzrayim. I will descend with you into Egypt. So right away, Rambam, who noticed everything, and so did the Rambam of the Ruchim, don't you worry about, noticed everything as well. They are perturbed by this translation of Onkelos. Here he translates that Hashem is going down in corporeal terms. So there are a number of different approaches, but the Rambam here that you have in the items number 6. And you take a look at page number 6 of this handout. Let's read a little bit. The Kasa of Harab is saved from the Bukhin, left hand column. Kitagim anoti erim ha mitzayim anoti av gamalo ano echisimo ano asikne. That's the language of the Targum. V'nifla Harab is zeh adas unkelis. V'yomar, ki unkelis som kol meodo l'achi kakashmut b'chol sipu ha shemat ha-ra. V'chol ha-shei nitzam yala shemot ha-marin olim m'nei ha-tnua, yasim yana tnua, l'pol nivra, ol nishmira, v'yokir. How does Uncle Zoe translate him? We're talking about Hashem, Iskele Hashem, Erdonavera, Iskele. So why here did he translate it literally? That's the famous Kasha that we showed him asked on this time of Uncle's. So there's an approach that is suggested over here. But at the end, I can't discuss this. At the end of page 79, Rabban essentially is Miyashiv this with the famous Kabbalistic doctrine. It's not just Kabbalistic, it's also found in Gemara, in the Midrashim throughout Shas. Namely, I circled it. You see it? I didn't circle it?
Yeah.
Rotzel Limrod Bob Mashamru, Gobble Mitzrayim Shina Imoim. Shenemar Anochi Erim Kham Mitzrayim. Gobble Elam Shina Imoim. Shenemar Psamti Kisi Beela. I know this is a concept that the Ramban develops, which we can call Ani Hashem, Asher Kin Imam Besef Tumasa. Kalani Merishi, Kalani Mizrayi. Gemara Sanhedrin. And Chazal speak about this, that the Ribon Shalom is Malabas. Even the toich tuma of Mitzrayim and the like, but this is really the concept which the Torah is expressing. You read the Latzarach Aliyah. Anochi Eirim Cham Mitzrayim. Here in Pasuk Dalet, page 113, Perek Membov, Pasuk Dalet. Anochi Alcha Gamolam Yosef Yashis Yado Alinecha. So there is clearly a machlokes between Yosef and Yaakov Avinu, undoubtedly. Yosef wants him to settle in Mitzrayim.
Sorry, I don't understand. What's the answer of the Ramban?
The Ramban's answer, that Kodesh Baruch Hu made a pshar. Yosef wanted his Yashrut, and can he make Yashrut totalit, absolutit, and Yaakov Avinu, b'shum panu b'ofen, elcha b'yareno, and Hashem is b'yashiv this. Now, you read her, but the Torah chavir. Eventually, I'm coming back, and you're going to return to Eretz Yisrael.
If we're understanding the Yerida as a spiritual Yerida from Eretz Yisrael, from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the case. So maybe when he's speaking, Hashem should have said, and the Elah, he's not really having any Yerida. There's no danger of Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a spiritual.
Clearly, that is 100% correct. We'll call it a Dibur Torah Kol Shomrei Olam. We're going to use that to answer that question. Hashem has to speak in human terms. So, Ki'ilu, Ribono Shel Ani Hashem, Asher Imam, B'Sof Tzimtzum, Ki'ilu. He's the search to Muslim. It's all to you. You're 100% right. I just want to go a bit further and then show you now just a few more kibunim in this area. There is a well-known, maybe we'll skip those sugim. Unfortunately, I can't read everything. But when now power is introduced to the brothers, so look at the language of the sugim. This is in now page 114, 115, which is Perek Membov. When Yehuda sent as an advanced team to build the yeshiva, the way Chazal Beis Ulpana, where the Targum and others interpret. So now, Yosef tells his brothers, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, page 115. Elev Yagidu Leparu Yomri Elov Achai Beis Ovi Shaveretz Kanan Bo Elai. They were shepherds. Boyu Ki Yikol Lachan Paru Yom Amam Asecha Vamartem. Yosef is essentially directing them what to answer power. He talks about yeshiva. That's where Yosef is. It's Yashrut. That's his interest. And then Yosef comes to power on the beginning of Berak Ramzayim. And then Paro asks them, what do you do for a living? So they themselves also did not necessarily come, and this is what Chazal tells us that we know. So there's almost a stira in what they say. On the one hand, Logu Baritz Banu, but Yeshu Na Avodecha Be'Eretz Goshen. So right away, Paro says to Yossi, Avicha Achecha Bo Elecha, Eretz Mitzrayim Lefanecha Yibimeta Baritz, Hoshei Vesavicha Vesachecha, Yeshu Be'Eretz Goshen. He doesn't have any compunction whatsoever. You are coming here to settle on a permanent kind of basis. They are obviously caught betwixt and between. They're caught betwixt Yosef and between Yaakov. And they're essentially, they certainly don't want to leave Eretz Yisrael, unquestionably. But because of the exigency of the hour, so they have no choice. I'll read you again here the language of Chazal that we are all familiar with. On this pasuk, Melamed Shelo Yara Yaakov Avinu Mishtakeya El Alog Busha. Yaakov never intended to settle there on a permanent kind of basis, but Paro recognizing that here we have a family of incredibly intelligent people who can contribute so much to the economy and to the country and the like. So that, well, he says twice, Hoshev Esavicha, the Meitav Aretz, Yeshuvi Eretz Goshen. And then there are Anshei Chayo, maybe here there are people who have caliber, Yisam Tavsari Mikta Al Asherli. And the pasuk then says, Mem Zayin Yud Aleph, what does Yosef do? He carries out the wishes of Paro. By Yosef, Yosef is over the Asafah. Now by Yosef, by tell him, Achuzah be Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the Achuzah that the Torah speaks about Eretz Yisrael. Now Eretz Mitzrayim becomes Achuzah. The Eretz Rama says, Kashet Siva Paro. And of course, Yosef sustains us and the like. And he carries out the wishes of Paro. So undoubtedly, that I want to read the language of the Ramban. There's so many Ramban saying you must learn the Ramban al Torah. You can't move without it. Bracious, Sefer Bracious is a Sefer Chosum Lagamri without the Ramban. Chosum Lagamri. The Ramban writes here, Kiye Ramru Lagubar Sbanu, Lomadur. Says Badaik from Lagur, which is of a temporary nature. Ushiyava Haro of Noshu Batsenu, Uparo Amali Yosef, Hosheva Savicha, She Yoshrim, Kianche Aretz, Hatoshabi, the Aretz Goshen. They're becoming permanent settlers. And as you see, is the whole discussion here between Yosef, Yaakov, Paro, Melch Mitzrayim, and then Yibana Shalom, who makes his pshara in between the different positions. And, of course, the Shashos of Yaakov were unfortunately realized, came to fruition. But at the end of the Pasha, the last pasuk is absolutely wondrous. By Yeshev Yisrael, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshen. Not just by Yeshev, by Ye'och HaZubah. Not just by Ye'och HaZubah, by Yifru, by Yibumah, exactly the Shash of Yaakov Avino came to fruition. Now we see the beginning of Shmuel, since you have the Chumash here, and that pasuk is even more wondrous. It'll be on the Yosnaiti. Beginning of Shmuel, Perakal, pasuk Zayin, 127, Uvnei Yisrael, Paru, by Yishretzu, by Yibu, by Yatzmu, not one mode, but two, Bimod Mode. Not only that, Batimali Eretz also. Mind boggling. Anytime we leave Eretz Yisrael, and anytime we settle elsewhere, and every time we think we're going to move to other places in the Gola, Malei v'gadush sakonot, sakonot ruchaniot, sakonot physiot. Beginning of Vayechi, I'll just read you Lashon Ramban. He writes in the first pasuk of Vayechi, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael Shmaya Sve Shona, Kvar Hiskarti, Ramban says, Ki redet Yaakov and Yisrael, Hu galoseinu hayom b'yad achaya harviyat romi harisha. That refers to Rome, the fourth Chaya, Sefer Daniel. Ki b'nei Yaakov heimasman, sivu v'rida tamsham b'mechias Yosef Achayim. They caused it. By selling Yosef into slavery, they're responsible for this golos. The Yaakov Yerasham Nehorah, he came down because of the famine. But Yisroelim lavos misham, kichlos haram eres kanan. The thinking was, as soon as the famine is over, we're going back. Mashama lagu baris banu, ki emnira lasan asher lavadecha. Ki chamil haram eres kanan. Behinei, Lo alu, they never went back. Aval orach aleim agolos umesu shon, they died there. The other atzmosa. V'chein anachnu imrom niveedom v'agolos yerach aleinu ma'od lo nei dakitzo. We don't know when the end of this golos is going to take place. Kisha agolios v'anachnu bo kimesim omim yavshu atzmosenu nigzar milonu. What's our state of mind? What's our complete and total attitude? We're lost. Va'anachnu nira, of course, Rabban, I'm skipping a little bit. Nira, benikmas Hashem, ikaymenu, v'yichi alafana. So, the whole point of this discussion was just to show you how the Torah, in using its language in the most beautiful way, the Torah essentially is giving us a commentary on Jews who find themselves in Chutz Laaretz. So now I just want to read to you one of my father's favorite svarim, the Kli Yakar. My father was in love with the Kli Yakar. He can't begin. We learned every Kli Yakar la Torah, the entire Kli Yakar la Torah. He has here, in Vayigash and in Vayichi, essentially a commentary on Jews living in Chutz Laaretz. He writes, on the Pasuk, Vayeshev Yisrael, Be'eretz Hatzayim, Be'eretz Goshen, Hema Bikshu Yos Toshavim, Bamakom Shenigzal Ha'em Gerus. They thought they're going to become settlers. Kacha Pasuk Mashimim, Ha'yishiv Razov, Shebikshu Achuzah Be'eretz Lo'lohem. He thought we're going to settle in Teaneck and in Chicago and in L.A. and in the five towns and Great Neck and a few other places. V'lo kacha Amurel Paro, L'gu V'ares Banu, Shebetchino Lo Yodu Lishtakeh, Lo Logu, Ki Medayu Medayva. What's the Gemara? The Achshav Chozim in the Re'em, the Kol Kach Nishtaku Shama. They became so permanently ensconced in Chutz Laaretz and Teaneck, Achshav L'Rotz and Lotz in Mitzrayim. They don't want to leave there. And And then he has another comment. A bit later, I'm not reading the whole thing because he's tends to be marich. He writes, there's also incredible language. This first Klei Yakar is in Vayeshev Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Goshen. That's in Pasuk of Zayin, here Vayigash. And now this one is in Vayechi. I'm skipping most of it. But he writes, what are we trying to do? Leishiv Yeshiva Shalkeva V'Yatzos Amim in good old London. We also have Achuzah V'Yatzosah Kitoshovim U'Kimityashim in Agula. Okay, in Sasan V'Chasam Hashem Haketz Acharon K'deishiv V'chol Dor V'Dor Yivakshus V'Yashem V'Zdav V'Valkom V'lo Yivakshu L'Yot Tashavim V'Yatzot Amim. We should not want to be permanent settlers over there. V'yu Mechakim Keitz Yishuas Otomim Kasher V'Avonoseinu HaRabim. What do we say? Mityashrim be'atzot ha'amin, building them batim sunim. They build palaces over there in Chutz La'aretz. The chashuvim b'shalavonim binyan akiyum. They build permanent structures. U'besim azu the olam and adoshim from Hashem b'cholei v'aviyam alatsa. And Eretz Yisrael is no longer on their map. Yalkei Hakadosh Baruch Hu manicham shama. Okay, you want to stay in Tinek? Stay in Tinek. Ulanoch azu posel v'yeshiv Yisrael v'eretz Yisrael v'eretz Goshen v'daber v'yashmat Yisrael. Shebikshu lios tashom lios le'machuza. Unbelievable comment. The same or a similar kind of commentary, Kayadu Alachem, I imagine, is found in the Meshech Chochmah. And Bechukosai, I can't read the entire Meshech Chochmah, but this to me is one of the most divrei nevuah. I don't know how else to describe it, because he himself said that Jews in Germany thought, Berlin, Yerushalayim, because they reached the highest levels, aristocrats in the government circles. Privately, they were matzeich in business. And essentially, he describes the phenomenon of Jews in Chutzar as a pattern, as he goes on here, Barichas, of banishment, and then being replanted, reestablishing ourselves, and then the winds of anti-Semitism that we see right now in America. And that dislodges us from our sense of complacency, from our sense of rootedness, as it should do. That's what Hashem wants to do. That's his interest. And this is exactly, I believe, the entire discussion over here in this parasha is connected to this idea. I just want to comment as well on the karbanos that are offered by Yaakov Avinu. Plus it says here, we read it already, Vayisa Yisrael v'chal ha'shalom be'er sheva Vayis bach zvochim v'lokei aviv Yitzhak Vayom elokim v'yisrael v'mam salayla Vayom Yaakov Yaakov Vayom ha'ineni Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. As I described earlier, the Ramban, Yivinu Tzorach Adiyah, Anochi Alfa Gamolo, Yossi Yoshi Yadu Aynecha. Now, the purpose of the Karbanos that Yaakov offered here is not so clear. Unlike the Karbanos offered until now, they're not Karban Ola. They may have been offered as a Karban Toda because Yossi was delivered. Yaakov gave him up for dead. But given the tenor of Hashem's response, apparently there's some sort of Bakosha over here. What's the nature of this Bakosha? Something troubles Yaakov Avinu. So the Ababonel is the Kasha. Ababonel asks, I'm translating, why was it necessary for Hashem to say to Yaakov, Al tira ner de Mitzrayimah? Did Yaakov say a moment ago, El chav yareinu b'terem amos? What did Hashem have to tell him that for? So Rashi quotes Chazal, Yaakov was stressed out about leaving Eretz Yisrael. But came out, all the Rishonim, the Radak, the Sforno, the Ababonel developed this idea. The reason Yaakov, why did he daven Elokei Abraham Yitzchak? That Hashem commanded Yitzhak, B'shas Arav, Al Tered Mitzrayimah. That's what the Ababonel also learned Pshat in the Psukim. Now, Yitzhak had been offered as a covenant of the Akedah, and his spiritual qualities were bound specifically to Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak, of course, is a Karban. Ela Saguf, Rashi says, can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Earlier, when Yaakov went from Beersheba to Haran to seek a wife, even though he did so with his parents' consent, but he received permission from Hashem, and in return, a promise that you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Now he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, and Beersheba, he comes to receive permission for that journey. Well, basically, the Ababonel, let me just be decided with this. Ababonel writes over here that Yaakov was afraid of four things of leaving Eretz Yisrael. One, his descendants might be eradicated in Egypt. Consequently, the God Gadol will not happen, will not come to fruition. Number two, says Ababonel, Egypt was known as the center of Avodah Zarah, a promiscuity, a pritzus, and both Yaakov and his children would lose the Hashgacha of Hashem. Three, Yaakov feared burial in Egypt instead of Eretz Yisrael. Four, Yossi would die before Yaakov, No one would take care of Yaakov and his family. And the Rabban sees, that Abamel sees four haftachas in Hashem's words. Number one, the idea that Yaakov's children were not developed into a nation, Hashem said, Beskel God Golem. Hashkoch of Hashem, Abraham Chav Mitzrayimah. And Yaakov will be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Anochi Alpha Gamolah. And Yosef would outlive him. Yosef Yosef Yadav Alecha. I'll just end that many, many years ago, before I made Aliyah, approximately 28 years ago, so I spent the Shabbos in Yeshivat Eretz Yom. I became a Ram there. In that yeshiva of Rav Chaim Brookman, Shashem Yarachim of Shneisov, I became a Ram there for 2 years. So that Shabbos, he spoke about the pasuk, "Al no tikbareini b'mitzrayim." They were about in the yeshiva at that time, 500 talmidim, and the place was jam packed. That Shabbos, it was a big simcha. "Al no tikbareini b'mitzrayim." He quoted Rashi, famous few opinions in Rashi why you should not go to Mitzrayim. And then at one point he said, "Etzli, Mashani Oepo, Chikatuv, I'm not in Bahrain, I'm in Toronto." And I was living in Toronto. The only one there in that entire audience clearly could have been referring to. I was shocked beyond belief. He repeated it about 5 times. "I'm not in Bahrain, I'm in Toronto." And then to make sure that I knew that I was, he was talking about me, "Toronto, Zeno, Toronto." And he quoted a statement in Chazal, which I later found in Rishonim. "Kimibari Tetzeteo Uva Hashem in Otranto," which is a town someplace in Europe. "Anim Dame Al Canada." I'll not read him beside me. That shook me up beyond belief. I became a Raman Ratzel, and Baruch Hashem, I'm Zed, Luder Ratzel, and Alvai. All of us should appreciate the sphere that we have, Luder Ratzel, for ourselves, for our families, the Netzah Mitzochim, and Alvai. All the wonderful people living in Chutzarz, Shayez Hashem Barach, should also shortly come there to sell. And the Zohar to
salvation. Amen. Amen. The rest of history. It's not Kitzar and Yaakov that he's great, even though we have promise.
Could be the Zohar of the cloud. That's what you
think. Oh, I agree with that. So exactly what Rabbi White said. Shukran, Rabbi Ritz. It was a pleasure to be in your presence.
This is ours.
What's going on over there?
Shalom, Rabbi Umuri. Baruch Hashem. Good, it's so nice to hear the Rabbi's Torah again.
But your country is responsible for everything.
Hey. No, it's not. That's what they're saying, but it never came from here. They just identified it here. Anyway, what can you do? But it's the cases are going up. We had 16,000 cases today. Jewish communities over 700 cases. But they don't. People are not getting sick badly. Baruch Hashem. But we are
taking a lot of stress. I'm not blaming you, Rabbi Shaw.
I'm in Joburg, not Toronto.
I meant to tell you that last night, in the shiur that I gave over here, Dr. Alan Jaskiewicz was here. He told me he had the great schuss of meeting you. So he comes to a shiur that I gave on Wednesday night, a Black Emotion, the Lashon HaKodesh. So he told me that when I see you, I said, maybe I'll see you tomorrow night. I should send you regards, warm regards.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was lovely. He came on a speaker. He came here to lecture in the university and then spent Shabbos with us.
Okay. All right. Have a great Shabbos
and thank you. Great to hear the Torah again.
Okay. Baruch Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos and be well.
Good morning, everybody.
Do you have to finish it? I don't know if you're the essay.
I have not
my desk. Okay. I beg of you. I honestly, I'm sorry to.